Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Lindsay Williams breaks up with her boyfriend, Sean Chiasson, but allows him to stay with her and her 11-year-old son while he looks for a job and a new place to live. One morning, Williams' son hears a gunshot in mom's room and finds Chiasson holding a gun with blood on his hands. Lindsay Williams dead from a gunshot wound to the head.
Nancy, Williams' son, Jake, calls 911 to report that his mom was shot while Chiasson flees, dumping the gun used in the shooting in a drainage canal. Chiasson is arrested for the shooting 2 days later and claims it was accidental, that the gun went off when he was removing it from his waistband. Chiasson, who was previously convicted on a felony heroin possession charge, should not have owned a gun in the first place.
Chiasson stops his trial to change his plea to guilty of second-degree murder, obstruction, and gun charges. Florida cops pull over Valerie Wolford after she runs a red light. They smell alcohol on her and ask her where she's coming from. Wolford responds she was at a bar, then McDonald's for food. This reminds Wolford that she has a hamburger, and the woman digs in while officers still question her. Wolford agrees to a breath test, her BAC nearly twice the legal limit, with a hint of ketchup. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Oklahoma as a shooting at a Tulsa apartment building has left three women dead and a baby injured. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online brings us details from Tulsa police.
Police say that when they arrived at the Wood Creek Apartments in East Tulsa to investigate a triple homicide, they discovered three dead women. Next to one of the women was a baby who had also been shot. According to authorities, the child underwent surgery and is expected to recover. Police reported that a 13-year-old child was inside the apartment and ran to a back bedroom when he heard gunshots. They added that the suspect forcibly removed the boy from his room and, quote, was then very remorseful of his actions. The child was able to escape through a window in the apartment and then call for help. The three dead women were identified by police as 38-year-old Ashley Atwell, 20-year-old Anna Way Mackey, and 19-year-old Sarah Gonzalez. Law enforcement says that Caleb Vincent, the ex-boyfriend of one of the women, has been arrested on three complaints of first-degree murder, first-degree burglary, and shooting with intent to kill.
According to jail records, Vincent was being held without bond. A former Louisiana police officer is now facing a second felony charge for allegedly shooting and killing an unarmed black man earlier this year. Alexander Tyler, a former Shreveport police officer who is white, was charged with shooting Alonzo Bagley at an apartment complex in February, and a second account of felony misconduct was added to his record. Tyler and another officer were responding to Bagley's wife's report of a domestic incident. Tyler entered a not guilty plea to felony misconduct and first-degree negligent murder. Body camera video shows Bagley ducking into his apartment as officers knock on his door, then jumping off a second-floor balcony. Tyler is seen in the footage capturing Bagley and shooting him once in the chest, followed by officers pleading with Bagley to survive while providing first aid. Approximately 2 weeks after the shooting, on February 16th, Tyler was charged with negligent homicide by the Louisiana State Police. In Louisiana, state police normally conduct investigations into shootings involving police officers. Now to Georgia, where a retired minister has been charged with murder in connection to the death of an 8-year-old girl whose remains were found in southeast Pennsylvania almost 50 years ago. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
83-year-old David Zanstra, a resident of the Atlanta suburb of Marietta, has been charged in the 1975 killing of Gretchen Harrington in Delaware County. Zanstra is facing charges of criminal homicide, first, second, and third degree murder, kidnapping of a minor, and a connected felony. During a press conference in media, the county seat of Delaware County, District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer described the defendant as, quote, a monster and every parent's worst nightmare. In mid-August of 1975, Harrington, the daughter of a Presbyterian minister and his wife, vanished as she walked from her Marple Township home for Bible camp at Trinity Church Chapel, where Zanstra served as pastor. 2 months later, a jogger in Media's Ridley Creek State Park found her body. According to Stolzheimer, Zanstra, the father of one of Harrington's closest friends, offered to drive Harrington, who was ordinarily accompanied by her sisters but was alone on this particular day, to a recent birth in her family. Zanstra allegedly drove her to a wooded area, hit her in the head, and then attempted to cover her body after thinking she had died. According to a 1975 story in The Inquirer, when the girl's body was discovered in the middle of October that year, her belongings were folded and in a neat pile close to her body, and her underwear was hanging from a tree limb, quote, like a flag, as if to call attention to the place.
D.A. Stolmeister says that fresh information from an unidentified friend of the victim prompted state police to fly to Georgia and speak with Zanstra, who, according to authorities, then confessed to the crime.
Home for summer, University of Idaho student Gwendolyn Brunell decides to take a road trip from Boise to see landmarks in Oregon and Nevada. June 26, she heads out in her Honda Element with Idaho plate 5WT6X. June 27, she's caught on surveillance buying gas and snacks at a Jordan Valley, Oregon, Sinclair station. June 28, witnesses say Brunell's car parked at a pullout on Sucker Creek Road, an hour north of the gas station. June 30, her car still there, no sign of Gwendolyn Brunell. Gwen now missing over a month, the search for her suspended until new leads. If you have info on Gwendolyn Brunell's disappearance, please call Maller County Sheriff's 541-473-5125. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.